50 years ago, the Bronx burned, forever altering the reputation of the borough. Once extremely prosperous, the Bronx is still recovering from the aftermath of the fires. People have not forgotten, and they still carry the trauma today, often from generation to generation.
I saw there was another fire in Sunset Park, but having nothing to do with this, just most recently, and I realized that every time I see a fire, I'm brought back to seeing a fire in my neighborhood when that whole thing was ablaze during that whole time. Because it wasn't only in the Bronx, it's where Puerto Ricans were living, it's like all over. So I realized even in this musical that trauma, that moment, comes up for me every single time when we're talking about fires, just like, wow.
I think everyone in the Bronx was afraid. Like, I remember my family saying, yeah, it was happening in the South Bronx, but everyone in the Bronx was afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it was everyone afraid.
Yeah,
they were like, is it gonna come here?
Yeah.
Is it gonna happen here?
Yeah, where is it gonna spread next?
Where's the fire going to spread? Yeah, because
years,
it was happening
every day,
right? Or every week, you know? So they were just like, who's next? You know, like, how many more buildings are they going to burn down before someone saves us?
Mm-hmm. Now, Pregonas and the Puerto Rican Traveling Theater hope to shed new light behind the infamous Bronx fires from the 1970s. Through their production, Torched, they hope to not only rewrite the narrative, but also pay tribute to those who fought for justice.
I think that our story is so inspirational because we're highlighting not only the people who were the culprits, but we're also highlighting the heroes. We're also highlighting the neighbors who rebuilt this place and put it back together, and who fought back, the activists. You know, we're celebrating those people. So I think inspiration is an important quality to this piece.
Whereas Tito's character is like the heart of the neighborhood, Gina's character is the heart of the Bronx, Candy's character is the heart of activism, he's the no heart character. But seriously, you know, and then I'm the heart of truth, of finding the truth.
Right.
And so I think having all of these, like, there's a lot of heart in this, saying that, and then for his character to represent the no heart, like, we conquer that, you know, in all of the
different
ways that we can. So I think Bert's character is pivotal in, like, setting the heart of the show.
Rolon and the cast members hope that the production will amplify the voices of the forgotten generation who experienced the fires. But they also hope that it will retell history and reclaim the narrative so that it will never be forgotten.
I like to think that in this piece we also conjure up spirits, because there were a lot of people that did not make it. But then I think people will come here and go, oh my gosh, it wasn't us. There really was a whole plot. This was awful. I didn't know this was going on. I didn't know this was purposeful.
I think something else that for the people to leave with is, it's just a feeling of like learning something you didn't know before. Like, I think that's why we tell stories. Like, that's why we have to keep telling stories, is to shift the narratives, you know, to shift perspectives, to enlighten people, to inspire people. And I hope that people leave here inspired.